Have some questions here. One is from a Balanuja Das from Hungary, and he's saying in raising children, it is important to take astrology into consideration, for instance, in terms of their schooling and their profession. He asked the word, do you have to? The answer is that you don't have to, but there's no harm to do so. In fact, it's good to do so. Before starting out, even the talking about should we incorporate astrology into our day-to-day lives, probably a word should be said about astrologers. Astrology is, Vedic astrology especially, is a very important science. But it requires good astrologers in order to put astrology to work, just like cooking. Stoves and pots and ingredients, are they important to our lives? Yes, they are, but they're not any more important, and their importance is dependent on cooks. If a cook doesn't cook well, especially if a cook doesn't know how to mix proper ingredients together, then puts salt in cakes instead of sugar, and sugar in sabjis, unless you happen to be Gujarati, instead of salt, then cooking alone will not nourish you or satisfy your appetite. Cooks are as important as cooking. And astrologers require at least two qualifications. One is expertise in astrology, and the other one is Krishna consciousness. Because depending on how Krishna conscious they are, astrologers will interpret. Stars are speaking and telling you do this. They require a certain degree of interpretation. That interpretation requires expertise, and to interpret it in Krishna conscious context, it also requires expertise, and that expertise is dependent upon being Krishna conscious. So Krishna conscious astrologer, astrological science, a good reading, and add to that another factor, a Krishna conscious, in this case we're talking about parents, looking at their children's astrology, although you can talk about it in relationship to anything, how Krishna conscious are the persons whom the astrology is being spoken about, who's going to put the astrology into practice. If you're not very Krishna conscious, then that also becomes a problem. How do I apply some type of advice, some type of warning that's given in an astrological chart? Obviously, you run into real problems if something runs contrary to principles of Krishna consciousness, to something that one's own senior spiritual master, Vaishnavas, have said. All this requires real balance or intelligence, in the absence of which astrology is not going to give you black and white formulas how to guide your life. So, and where does this real intelligence come from? Krishna says, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam. So if we worship Krishna with love and devotion, if we're practice Krishna consciousness nicely, then Krishna will give the intelligence to the astrologer to give us nice astrological advice, and he'll give us the intelligence as to how to put that good astrological maybe advice, maybe just warning, whatever, into practice. Dhammi Buddhi Yoga. Another question is from Yashasvini Devadasi. She says that Srila Prabhupada says in Bhagavatam that according to Vedic society, there's a suitable, auspicious time for Garbhadhan. Do you know, Guru Maharaj, anything about this time? My suggestion is go see an astrologer and ask him about the auspicious times for Garbhadhan Samskar. It's not really a topic for a spiritual master to be discussing. There is such a thing as auspicious times, and which may be more favorable than others, both for conception as well as the quality of the children. And this is exactly what astrology is suited for. So my answer there is yes, please consult an astrologer. And the third question comes from Sanatan Das, and he's referring to a podcast I'd given some time past when I was expressing concern that will future generations, even our generation, maintain the standards, principles that Srila Prabhupada had given us, or will things change? So his question is that is this just the duty of the leaders of the society to see to that, or is it everyone's responsibility? Are we just meant to sort of follow our authorities and do what we're told, or is everyone's responsibility to maintain standards? So the answer is both. We're all working together, and we work together in a authority structure to realize Srila Prabhupada's desires. However, the legacy that Prabhupada has given us is not just leaders' responsibility, it's everyone's responsibility. We've seen that some leaders have done very well in terms of maintaining Srila Prabhupada's legacy. Others have really messed up and really brought a shame on Krishna consciousness movement. And practically everywhere within our society. Conditioned souls, be they leaders or followers, all have to be very careful to ensure that they understand Srila Prabhupada's teaching, standards, philosophy, practice, and put those into proper context and maintaining them within the fiber of our institution. Certainly our business is to follow. That's the only way things get done. But if at a certain stage following becomes very obviously contrary to what Srila Prabhupada has given us, and either runs foul of the principles or just doesn't do anything. In other words, if nothing's happening, then devotees should realize that we've all inherited the legacy of Krishna consciousness. We've all inherited the legacy of devotional service. And the most striking example of that is Srila Prabhupada, who was not a leader in the Gaudiya Math. He was not a sannyasi. He was not what you would say a big devotee. He was a householder. You'd say that Prabhupada, although initiated and recognized by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, was like a congregation member. And at the disappearance of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada tried to work in conjunction with the other leaders of Gaudiya Math, with his god brothers. After a time, it became obvious that he wasn't going to get very far in fulfilling his obligation to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur for preaching worldwide, and therefore he did it on his own. And he wasn't a full-time devotee. at least in those early days. Of course, later on, after Prabhupada took vanaprastha and then sannyas, he was. But prior to that, he wasn't. So, it's everyone's responsibility, all of our responsibility, and it requires, again, balance and intelligence. Certainly, the idea isn't that we need to just make a revolution within ISKCON and so on, everyone thinking that they should be doing their thing, because they best understand Srila Prabhupada's will and others don't. It requires cooperative effort, but that balance and that responsibility is upon everyone's head. When we take that responsibility and recognize that we need to contribute our might and also ensure that we're guardians of Srila Prabhupada's legacy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, Dadami Bhuti, then again, Krishna will give us the intelligence to do the right thing. Hare Krishna.